This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
So we're happy to welcome 2024 National High School Football Hall of Fame inductee Nate Burleson to the show. What an honor to have you. Congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. It was an awesome ceremony, and we're super pumped to have you sitting here with us.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Thank you for the congratulations. It's a blessing. It's an honor to be inducted into the High School Football Hall of Fame, hanging out with some of these legends. You know, listen, I've been to Canton as a former player, as an analyst on Good Morning Football, covering the Hall of Fame weekend. So to actually be here and to be inducted into something, it's just pretty damn cool, man.
It was really awesome, and I'm going off script already real quick. Sitting through the speeches, I thought it was very cool. You had such a mix of people up on stage. There was former NFL players. Yep. You know, there's yourself. There's guys like Ted Ginn. Eddie George is a guy like, I mean, my dad's going to be so jealous. And then and then there's guys who are 30, 40-year high school teachers, football coaches.
Legends.
Yes. And you guys are sharing the stage together talking about high school football. So I thought that was just a very cool dynamic of the ceremony. And I was just wondering, how important is it to just continue to grow the game of football at these younger levels, especially at the high school football level?
Well, it's extremely important. You know, with the emergence of flag football, you know, the game has really expanded from what the traditional form of it was when we grew up. I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up and there wasn't any flag football. It was just throwing the pads, start hitting, and here you are, welcome to football. But now you have different aspects and different avenues to take if you want to get involved with football. And it's important not only to continue to grow the game, but to recognize those that are influential figures. And that's why I enjoyed meeting the coaches, because even though a lot of the coaches that were here, some of them were more Ohio-based, I have those same exact coaches back home in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, you realize that they don't get the flowers that they deserve. We talk about them amongst ourselves. We get older and start growing beards and mustaches and get drunk with our buddies. And we're like, you remember back in high school? And those are legendary men and women for us. But they don't often get recognized on a national scale. So for the National High School Hall of Fame to recognize those coaches and place them on the same stage with players that played the game, it's a beautiful thing. And I didn't really like it when the coaches would say, I don't belong here. I wanted to scream out loud, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. If anything, you belong here first.
Right.
Because there is no superstar NFL player without one coach that he can point to, whether it was in Pop Warner or in high school, that changed his life. That's a fact.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I never went to the NFL, but I wouldn't be who I am as just a sideshow podcaster slash guy who goes to work every day if my high school football coach didn't teach me things like accountability, responsibility, getting up and going to work and going to practice, even if I don't feel good. So just creating good young men for society, I think high school football is incredibly important.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, or did you have like a favorite memory of a specific high school game, like where you just went off, or like a huge game, like the girl was in attendance and you caught the game winning touchdown? something crazy from high school that you remember.
Okay, you're going deep. There's a couple of things that stand out in high school. One, we were a running team. So we were 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I remember like having these like intrusive thoughts on whether I was a good receiver or not, because I didn't have a template. Uh-huh. You know, I knew other guys that played on other teams that were catching like 50, 60 balls a season. And my senior year, I had like 17 catches or 18 catches, and 8 of them went to the house. So people were telling me like, Nate, don't worry about the amount of catches you're getting. Every time you touch the ball, there's a 50% chance that you're going to score. So that was one thing that stood out. And that's basically not me patting myself on the back. It's more just like telling these young kids, don't trip about the system. Just take advantage of the opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing was being a punt returner. I was so scared of punt return. I just thought that I was going to get injured. I thought it was going to be like these kamikaze gunners that were going to knock me out. And nobody wants to be the kid in high school with snot bubbles. Like, you can never recover from that. So the first punt, the first time I was out there, coach put me out there, and he knew I was scared. I let the ball hit the ground, and it bounced like 7 yards, right? So we lost 7 yards. I remember my coach, Monty Kohler, shout out to him. He was like, don't let the ball bounce, Nate. And he's just screaming at me. And I'm like, damn, man, I don't want to get knocked out. So the next punt, I ran up to the ball, closed my eyes. And then when I opened them, they were more scared of me with the ball. At that point, I was like, oh, damn, I'm Devin Hester out here. You know, so I started cooking after that.
That's awesome. I didn't have any cool memories like that. No, I just played line.
You're in the trenches, though, yes, man. You guys make all of it happen.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself. That's Terrell Pryor for anybody who...
Terrell Pryor, a legend. I told him earlier, I said, you are one of the best athletes, the best all-around athletes to ever play in the NFL. We don't talk about it enough. That dude... What he could do on the football field, going from quarterback to receiver, like, I know, like, in a lot of people's eyes, his career didn't have the same type of depth that maybe he wanted or his fans wanted. But I'm talking about from the perspective of his peers, we respected the hell out of him.
We're very biased towards Terrell Pryor, being huge Buckeyes fans and Browns fans.
Yep.
So I wanted to talk about, you transitioned from playing to broadcasting, you've seen great success in the broadcasting, obviously on the football field as well. How do you compare the preparation between getting ready to play at the highest level compared to broadcasting at the highest level? You didn't step into like big time sports Ohio. You're on CBS. You know, how's the preparation compare or differ?
Man, the preparation in news, it's much tougher than in football. Really? You know, after a while playing football for so long, you have a little bit of muscle memory. You know the game like the back of your hand. Now, don't get me wrong, system change, you have to study a little bit more, but you're just repeating the same thing you've been doing for years. When it comes to news, one, you're never off. Mm-hmm. Two, you're covering everything, the full spectrum. Political issues, societal issues, pop culture, movies, music, and everything in between. And you have to be on point. We're talking 2 hours of live TV. So I don't have a time to stop down and be like, hey, cut, let's do it again. I don't have time to look at my producers and say, hey, oh, give me another hour to prepare for the show. You have to be on top of every single topic. So for that reason, we're over-preparing all the time. But when the show turns out well, or we get recognized and win an Emmy, or I sit down with a politician or an athlete or a celebrity and people love the interview, that's the most fulfilling thing ever. It's like scoring a touchdown. But working in news, it's the hardest job that I've ever had, but it's the most fulfilling job.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool for people to hear, because when I think football, I think two-a-days, lifting, no days off, coaches yelling at me. So to hear that the preparation for broadcasting is even more intense, that's crazy and interesting to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee? but then you get that little crash not long after. Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we're a Browns podcast, obviously. So I wanted to just pick your brain real quick on a Browns question. Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry recently extended. What are your thoughts on the job they've done so far and how we're going to move forward with them? Because most of my life, the Browns were the laughingstock, and we feel like we're really starting to turn a corner. Is that the way national media people are seeing it as well?
No doubt. You got the right coach. Kevin Stefanski is a tremendous coach. Last year was just one of those years, man. The injury bug hit the squad early, and from there, it just seems like the team was trying to stay afloat, just doggy paddling in the deep end. Deshaun Watson, I'm a huge fan of his. Obviously, he had those couple of years at the end of his Houston Texans run where he was just like a one-man show, and he hasn't really recaptured that magic. As much as I could praise Deshaun Watson, I can also say he hasn't played his best football as a Cleveland Brown.
For sure.
And that's just me keeping it real.
Yep.
But I know that he's going to recapture that. That's the great thing about Cleveland. Think about the success that the squad has had over the last couple of years, and you haven't even seen Deshaun play his best football.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, that's what you can get excited about. And I guarantee, listen, let's just call it what it is. A lot of the off-the-field stuff has quieted. Health is better. The mental health is better. Now you're getting a healthy, locked in, focused Deshaun Watson along with other players that are heavily motivated for multiple reasons. Some are vets that want to make the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. Others are young guys that want to get a big contract. And that's the perfect storm when you're trying to build a team that's motivated to get into the postseason. I think they have to, along with Deshaun's athletic ability, Kevin Stefanski got to get back to what he know and lead the league and play action. The game needs to be played from the inside out. I love Coop, but it makes it easier when you can dominate the interior of the defense and then have him running post digs out, because he's one of the best route runners in all of football. So, and then defense, do what they have been doing. Just get nasty, be more aggressive than not at times. I think there's a lot to smile about. The only thing with all of that optimism and glass half full on the Cleveland Browns, that division is hell, man.
Yeah. Yes. You don't got to tell us.
So, I can sit here and praise the Browns until the sun goes down, but they are going up against some juggernauts. Could be the best division in all of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with Russell Wilson with the Steelers.
I agree. Yeah. The Steelers are being slept on a little bit, and that's coming from Browns fans. So we want to get you out of here. Only want to take a couple minutes of your time. Okay. Just one last question.
Yeah.
This is a high school Hall of Fame induction. Young kids play high school football. What's one piece of advice you'd give a high school player out there right now that's grinding, trying to make it to the next level, whether that be a college or they got pro dreams one day?
I would say, in addition to football, do something else. Don't just be a singular football player. If you run track, play basketball, baseball, whatever it is, it'll make you a better football player. And then secondly, make sure that you're not discouraged by a lack of attention, stats, or even opportunities. I remember there was a kid that I was coaching a few years ago, and he came to me, he's like, "Coach, I'm not really going to play past high school. My parents don't want me to play. I think I need to quit." And I was like, "Do you love the game?" And he loved the game, loved it, could talk about it all day long. He said, "Yeah, I love it. My parents think I should quit." And I was like, "Why?" He said, "Because they told me that there's other opportunities out there that I need to take more seriously." And I had to explain to him that, like, he loves football players. So I'm like, think about how you look at Saquon and Josh Allen and these superstars in the NFL. If you think those guys are cool, imagine the guys who write their checks. These are the owners. These guys didn't even play football at the level that the NFL players play.
Yeah.
So my advice is also hop in the vehicle and ride it out. Don't ever let anybody tell you should get out of this lane, because you can get out in college and be a good college coach, a GA. You can be a trainer. You can get out after college and be a lawyer, an agent, a GM, an owner. There's so many different ways you can still be around this beautiful sport. So when you have these teachers or parents or older people in your life saying, "Man, you're not playing, just quit," those are people that gave up on their dreams and they're trying to project on you.
Awesome, man.
That's good stuff. Hey, awesome, man.
We appreciate you taking a couple minutes with us. Congratulations again.
Shout out to the Browns.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.